So the question was asked, what order should one take when one's learning Talmud? Assuming that one has an introduction to Talmud, it's usually recommended to begin with a small tractate that has much stories. So if a person is, let's say, learning an hour a night, so it's recommended to take either Masechet Ta'anit or Megillah. Those are two tractates that have a lot of stories, and that makes it easier and more amenable to learn. If a person wants a short tractate that's not too difficult, will give him basic knowledge to later learn in yeshivot, so a good tractate to choose is Makot. Makot is very short, and Makot has a lot of basic fundamental concepts, and a little bit of stories here and there, not too much, but it's not too hard. If one wants to spend a year learning, and he's going to have, let's say, 3 hours a night learning, and he has a good chavruso who could help him out, so then I would still recommend starting out with either Tanit or Megillah, just because that develops the flavor for learning. It has a lot of stories in it, and it makes the learning very pleasant, and it's a relatively easy concepts and short sugiyot. But if a person is more mathematical and more inclined to the practical, so then one could take Masechet Sukkah. Masechet Sukkah has the advantage that in Masechet Sukkah, Rashi is very explicit. Rashi explains a lot of concepts that he doesn't explain in other tractates. You encounter a concept of Eruv. In every other tractate, Rashi assumes you know what an Eruv is. In Masechet Sukkah, he explains. And so too other concepts. Rashi goes out of his way to explain the concepts in Masechet Sukkah. I don't know why, but that's something I noticed. So, but it is good to do something you could finish. So it's good to do Tanit Megillah in Moed. Moed. So is Sukkah. And Makot is in Ezekin.
Is there an order of tractates in Zimbabwe, or is it just those tractates have names but no order?
So there is an order that the Bavli is printed, but halachically we don't give that order significance. Meaning sometimes within one tractate we assume a later Mishnah was compiled after an earlier Mishnah. So you can sometimes say machlokes, macharkach stam, stam, macharkach machlokes, if in one area Rebbe presented it one way and later on in that same tractate he presented it a different way, we give that weight, the order of the within a tractate. But between two, not. What?
What is Stam?
Stam is a Mishnah that's plainly stated.